It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith here. Audrey Snyder, as promised, from The Athletic, joins us to talk some spring football. Get a little different voice here on some of the topics we anticipate what we will learn. Audrey, how are you?
Doing great, Dustin. Glad to be back on.
Good. It's good to have you back, too. And I know I want to touch on this a little bit later, but I know you did a little Florida trip to do some info gathering, and I think people appreciated your reporting there. But let me start with what we've found out, what we know, what we've learned so far through spring practice. Tommy Stevens, some limitations. We know Juice Scruggs with the car accident. But what have you learned so far listening to James Franklin talk?
Yeah, you know, I had a chance to sit down with Tommy Stevens right before spring ball started, and I have a story up on it on The Athletic about it. And, you know, this has been a really long road back for Tommy, and I think as much as, you know, Penn State wants Tommy Stevens and they want Sean Clifford to fight through this thing for this quarterback job, it's also Penn State kind of coming to the realization that they haven't been in this spot in a while, you know. Kind of having some uncertainty at quarterback is new here. Fans were, you know, spoiled by Trace McSorley and always having that stability, having that leadership. So Stevens starting out spring practice limited was not a surprise to me. That's been the plan all along, which is why, you know, you kind of saw him getting eased back into things this winter. But when he is full go, I think that becomes the bigger question. You know, is this something that we see him in the spring game? Now, keep in mind, Dustin, as we know, it's always different when you're dealing with quarterbacks. I mean, these guys aren't going to be out there taking hits anyway. So even if he is a little bit limited now, he can still do quite a bit of things. So I'm just kind of curious to see how much Tommy does, how Sean Clifford looks after being that number two guy last spring when Tommy was hurt for the first time. And then, of course, I think there's a lot of questions with this offensive line. And, you know, who's your left tackle? Is Rasheed Walker going to get some looks there? You know, how do they develop that depth? What do you do with some of the interior spots? Of course, C.J. Thorpe came back. So, really, I think there's no shortage of storylines this spring, which is nice for us at least.
Yeah, we've done, and we're going to conclude our spring storyline series here on the Keystone Kickoff Show in just a few minutes, in fact. If you missed any of that, you can go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. That includes you too, Audrey. You're welcome. You're welcome there as always.
I'll be sure to check it out.
Let me ask you this from your vantage point. Like, what is it going to take, whether it's a Stevens limitations linger further than we thought or Sean Clifford performing better than we thought, but what's it going to take for this to be either a true competition or for Sean Clifford to really have a shot at the starting job? Is it going to take a lot?
I think it's going to take a lot for sure. I mean, you look at what Tommy Stevens did, the fact that he stuck around here, which we've heard so much about, you know, he chooses to stay here, sticks it out, waits for his turn, and Penn State all along, you know, is kind of propping him up to be this guy, expecting him to be this guy, and then he deals with last year, which was a year full of setbacks. And so I think, you know, Clifford would have to be lights out, but I think ultimately it would have to be Tommy probably getting hurt again for this thing not to go that way. But keep in mind, now because of the injuries in the past with Tommy Stevens, you kind of wonder, okay, are there durability questions? He told me on The Athletic that no, he kind of shrugs that off, but he also understands why people would think that, and also understands why people want to see him throw the ball more. And I always go back to this, Dustin. What have we, as, you know, people who don't see a lot of practice, really, in terms of seeing Tommy Stevens in live situations, we haven't seen much of him as a quarterback. So there still is that mystery, that intrigue with him. But again, I mean, this is a big guy. There's a reason why they've been high on him for so many years. So I think it would definitely take a lot for him not to win the job.
No, I think that's fair. And that's to me, that's how you watch the spring. Is he going to be ready for summer? I would be stunned. You can maybe speak to this. I would be stunned if we saw him in the blue-white game really at all. I think James Franklin has established over time that definitely erring on the side of caution, very much so.
I don't know, Dustin. I think you might see him out there.
All right.
Get him some throws in, give the people what they want. You know, it's practice number 15.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I think I think it'll ease a lot of people's minds, I guess, if you see him out there and he's throwing some dimes, because that's what we all, you know, I think we talked about this before, you know, to have no idea from a public standpoint what he can actually do as a quarterback. That's where we're at. And I think that's why between the injury and that's why there's still a lot of uneasiness about the situation.
Certainly understandable, Dustin. I mean, I think that's probably the stuff that keeps you up at night.
It's keeping me up at night, I'll tell you that. what do you make of the backfield situation? James Franklin went out of his way really to talk about Journey Brown, but you have the two freshmen coming in. One's on campus already. You have Ricky Slade, who seemed to be a logical choice to lead the backfield, but it's also my belief that we're going to see a lot more committee type approach. But are you buying the Journey Brown hype, and are you thinking that it's going to, the backfield isn't going to be dominated by any one guy?
Yes and no, Dustin. It's always the mixed bag. I asked James Franklin about the running backs last week, and, you know, he was heaping a lot of praise on Journey Brown. And I think, you know, this goes back to, we've seen Saquon Barkley, of course, be that dominant back. We saw Miles Sanders, somewhat, you know, to the same extent, be that bell cow. We didn't see a lot of other guys get many carries. And I think they open themselves up, like you said, to more back by committee. But I still think that this is Ricky Slade's job to be the starter. It's Ricky Slade's job to lose. But they will play Journey Brown. They will use him. I'll go back to a conversation I had with Miles Sanders in Orlando when I was down there and he was training for the combine. And I asked him, I said, what do you think about, you know, those guys behind you, those guys that you left behind? And he said, I think Journey Brown's going to surprise some people. He's freakishly athletic. So hearing that from Miles, I thought, okay, you know, maybe this is a guy who really has made some strides, which James Franklin backed up and said he's, you know, starting to put everything together. So you'll definitely see that. But I, again, it's a lot like we've seen with a lot of positions. There are a lot of unknowns with Ricky Slade. You know, we know that he's compact. We've seen him a little bit in games. We've, of course, know about the high school career, but can he put it all together? Can he consistently do it? And how often do they want to spell him? And then, oh, yeah, that's right. There's Noah Kane, too. And kind of how do you factor him in there? Then you get Devin Ford this summer. And, of course, former Notre Dame transfer C.J. Holmes is in there as well. So really interesting backfield.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking to Audrey Snyder from The Athletic. We're looking ahead to spring. And if you're looking ahead to spring, less than a month between now and the blue-white game, if you were unable to win the free RV that we gave away for the game, gopsurv.com still has a great deal for you. Starting at just $350 for a group of four, you arrive Friday, you stay through Sunday of that weekend. There's a free 409 Tailgate Club meal included in the price. There's also a free shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium for the game. You get the ultimate tailgate experience for an entire weekend around the blue white game. Contact Mark today for more details, 1-800-519-8467, or you can go to gopsurv.com for more information there as well. Sticking with the offense, what do you make of, you know, you mentioned the running back depth chart. That situation is unique. It's interesting. I think the wide receiver depth chart is as well. What do you make of what they've got coming back? Is this a situation where either Justin Shorter and or Daniel George, a guy like that, needs to break out if they're going to go where they want to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they need somebody to step up there for sure. And, of course, I mean, Matt Kippenhammer's playing baseball this spring. James Franklin said he's focusing solely on baseball in the spring. So that's, you know, I think really leaves the door open for a lot of these other guys to continue to make bigger strides, which is what we saw at the end of the season. I mean, Jahan Dotson was somebody who really came on strong late. We started to see a little bit more of Justin Shorter toward the end of the year. So those guys, absolutely. What I would like to see and what I think, you know, Penn State could benefit from, and I don't think we'll necessarily see it this spring, but next season, I think they need to use KJ Hamler more and use him in some more creative ways. I mean, James Franklin had mentioned it a couple times last year saying, hey, we want to get KJ involved more. You know, that's one of your dynamic playmakers, and I think they need to maybe, you know, make some better efforts to do that, to have him be that guy that they can get more out of, because as we've seen, and even as their new special teams coordinator spoke about when they saw him on film with the ball in his hands, I mean, the guy is special when he's like that. So Again, probably won't see that this spring, but in the fall, I definitely think so. But yeah, who can those big targets be? Because, you know, as much as fans, you know, maybe want to beat up the fact that Juwan Johnson's moving on, the fact that Brandon Polk's, you know, going to graduate and move on, those were veterans, you know, even if the production wasn't there, those were guys who were in leadership roles. Those were guys who knew the offense inside and out. So definitely a learning curve for some of those younger guys. And I'm really curious to see what that next step looks like for Jahan Dotson, because as we start to see at the end of last year, he really, you know, could be a special receiver in the making.
So we talked about Journey Brown. Miles Sanders said he was a breakout guy. Who do you have as somebody that you're really watching closely that can be a breakout pick? Multiple, if you got him. Who are you looking for?
Yeah, I think Rashid Walker is one of those guys. I mean, we had a chance to see him in the weight room, and he was moving a lot of weight. This is a guy where you look at this offensive line, and, you know, they're going to have some holes. And, of course, we'll have a chance this week to talk with Penn State's players after their pro day. Those guys are moving on, but Walker's somebody that they're going to need. And you look at Wigan, who transferred in from Lackawanna College, you know, physically, which is what we've seen with some of these JUCO guys in the past, coming from, you know, different weight training programs, those kinds of things, there's a transition. I mean, these guys can't just show up here, even though they're older, and automatically, you know, you're in the starting lineup. It doesn't work that way. So kind of keeping an eye on Wigan, definitely keeping an eye on Rashid Walker. And then I think, you know, there's going to be some intrigue in terms of what the depth look like at tight end, what the depth look like at running back, with a guy like a Noah Kane, you know, who gets here early. And then certainly the safety spot. I think that's the big one for me on the other side of the ball is what happens there opposite Garrett Taylor. Is it Lamont Wade? How much ground can Jaquan Brisker make up when he gets here, this summer? You know, so kind of what's that spot look like? How's Jonathan Sutherland factor into that? So, you know, I feel like it's a really interesting spring around here, Dustin. It's nice to kind of, you see some of these changing faces, and it gives us some new stories to work with. So, no shortage of them this spring, that's for sure.
15 seconds. Expectations for Micah Parsons, either statistically or otherwise?
I think he's going to be pretty good. I think, you know, this is a guy we've seen make some big-time plays, but now it's about him becoming a game-changer, and that's a big transition, Dustin, but I'm definitely curious to see what that looks like for him. What's that next step?
Yeah, the next step I always felt like could be more game-changing plays. Like, I thought he made a lot of plays ranging from sideline to sideline, and that was great. To lead the team in tackles without starting is interesting, but I think the next step, tackles for loss and sacks. We'll see what happens. We'll start to get some breadcrumbs this spring. That's Audrey Snyder from The Athletic talking some Penn State football with us. Thank you, Audrey.
You got it. Take care.
All right, we're moving on. As promised, spring storylines, offensive tackles coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.